We're going to recap some of the main budget provisions announced this afternoon and get some reaction and analysis from our guests here and around the country. The Minister for Finance, Michael McGrath, has announced this afternoon a reduction in the 4.5% rate of universal social charge to 4%. The standard rate income tax cut-off point increases by €2,000 to bring the entry point to the higher rate of income tax at €42,000. Employee PAYE and earned income tax credits go up by €100 each. There'll be three €150 energy credits this year and next, paid between the end of the year and next April. The 9% VAT rate on gas and electricity will continue for 12 months. Those part of the cost of living measures. Furthermore, the renter's tax credit will go up to €750, and an amendment to allow parents who pay for their student children to have tenancies in a rent room, or digs as more popularly called, will now be able to claim this credit. The national minimum wage increases by £1.40 an hour to £12.70 an hour. There'll be 1 year mortgage interest relief available to a maximum of €1,250 for some homeowners who have been hit by the increase in interest rates. The tax on petrol and diesel, that was due to go up this month, but it's been put off until next year. For small landlords in 2024, the first 3,000 of landlords' rental income will be tax-free, 4,000 tax-free in 2025 and 5,000 tax-free in 26 and 27, but only if the landlord commits to staying in the market for 4 years. All PRSI contribution rates will go up by 0.1% from October 2024, and there will be that further 25% cut to childcare costs to be implemented, but not until next September. And finally, the price of 20 cigarettes going up by 75 cents from midnight tonight. More, of course, in these budget speeches, and we'll be covering all of that over the next while, but let's just get some reaction to our guests here in studio. First of all, Brian Keenan from the Chartered Accountants Ireland, what do you make of it?
Well, I think it's an extremely good budget from the perspective of people struggling with the cost of living. No doubt about that. The single biggest category, I think, to win are people on the minimum wage. But a lot of the benefit that they're getting is actually coming from the increase in the minimum wage rather than the taxation measures that the government are introducing. So the burden of that is going to fall on business quite a bit. And looking at the overall figures and the amounts of money which are committed towards business reliefs, what's striking about them is how low they are. So you look at something which might be quite welcome, like the angel investor relief, there's not going to be any exchequer hitting that for a further 3 years because it's an investment scheme. If you look at something like the increase in the R&D tax credits, that's going to be offset by the increase to 15% for certain of the companies operating here. So again, a relatively small amount actually being committed. What business does know for certain is it's going to have to fund the increase in minimum wage, and they're also going to have to manage an increase in PRSI taking effect from next October. What they're not certain about is the thing that they really need, which is the 250 million business support package, which has been promised, but apparently is just being developed. And really, it would have been very helpful on budget day for business to have a bit more clarity on what that might actually entail, because while there are good things for business, overwhelmingly, the best part of the budget is the benefits on the cost of living. And that in turn will reduce some of the wage inflationary pressures on business. But overall, this is one for individuals, less so for commercial life.
You picked up, Brian, on comments by Michael McGrath, and I'm quoting from the speech, that as a result of the changes in the USC rate, in the cut-off point for entry to the higher level of income tax and so on, a full-time worker on the minimum wage will see an increase in their net take-home pay of approximately €2,300 on an annual basis. But that, you're saying, is almost entirely funded by the increase in the minimum wage.
That's correct, because any time income goes up, so does tax and PRSI and USC. And even though there's been tweaks in the tax and USC system, the vast bulk of the benefit of that increase is actually coming from the employer, because they've increased the amount being paid to the worker on the minimum wage.
All right. Louise, there's few enough revenue-raising measures in this budget. For the most part, it's tax concessions, if you like, but there are a couple in there. One of them is now a bank levy to raise 200 million in a full year. That's a lot more than it's currently bringing in, isn't it?
It is, and I think it's you're right that there weren't that many revenue raising measures. The bank levy one, obviously the carbon credit being or the carbon tax being another that had been signalled before. I think what's interesting, and so that isn't quite a tax but is a revenue raising measure that's in the supporting documentation, is the increased receipts that they do expect to get in from additional revenue audits. So there is 120 million that's actually in the documentation that relates to revenue audits around payroll taxes, around kind of the cash economy and around e-commerce. So certainly companies and individuals operating across those businesses can certainly expect to see increased revenue intervention and should be preparing for that.